So I'm Kev, well, Kevil Sadani. I am the pharmacy practice technician. I've been here for 5 years now.
This all looks so beautiful. Yeah. What kind of difference is this going to make to pharmacy students?
So it's going to put them at the cutting edge. It's going to give them the know-how and transferable skills to go straight into practice once they've completed their pre-reg, and to allow them to build up and develop from their first year to their final year.
And what's your background? Have you always been at Kingston?
I worked in pharmacies for over a decade. So I worked for Boots for 5 years, worked going from store to store to help stores out. I did my undergraduate degree here in biomedical science and my master's by research in bacterial physiology. So I'm a bit of a geeky scientist, shall we say. And I took this job on when I started my master's, and I've been here ever since.
And it looks realistic to me. Yeah. How realistic have you made it?
I've made it very realistic. So we've got the breathing, speaking, screaming mannequins, which we can control from the front desk just to scare our students, so they'd emulate what a different patient could be like, whether it's a child, a paediatric, or a geriatric patient. The testing systems that we've got for analysing patient samples, we have a troponin testing machine, as well as diabetes. We have a cell counter, which is one found in so many different hospitals and being implemented in GP suites, and will eventually be rolled out into pharmacies. So this will give them the know-how of how to use and how to analyse them before it's completely rolled out in practice.
And we are being urged to use our pharmacists more for minor ailments, but also, you know, to make use of our pharmacists. So do you hope that this will help that?
I believe this is going to help push their clinical knowledge. It'll help them strive to a better patient care. It'll let them understand different treatment paths and be able to communicate with their patients better, whether it's in a hospital or as a ward pharmacist or in a GP, or whether they're doing a home visit or in a community pharmacy.